What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 10 of Arc Junkies. This is the special Halloween episode, and we are broadcasting live from beautiful Podcast Detroit Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. This is the first ever Arc Junkies live show. I'm very excited, and let me introduce the people that we have in the studio today. On the ones and twos, making sure that everything runs so smooth, Mistress Jess is in the house.
Hey, hey, hey.
Also, the lovable, huggable, and always fluffable giant pizza in the building, Mr. Wookie Will Blattman.
How's it going, guys?
And, of course, the hottest real estate agent in Detroit. His homes are nice, nice, baby, Mr. Norm Larkins.
What's up, Arc Junkies?
All right, guys, this is it. Thank you so much for joining me. This is almost like a Starship reunion
episode. And you got a Batman mask on.
I had to come in costume. It's almost like Bat Dad, because I'm going to be a dad here in a couple days.
So
I could just get away with the mask. Yeah, this is Bat Dad. This is my Bat Dad.
Are you going to dress Leia up in cute little baby outfits and take pictures of her? Like,
yes,
superheroes.
I planned on it. We got her a baby Leia outfit that's all like knitted, so she's got like the little ear buns and stuff. And then it's like a little lightsaber and all that shit. So it's pretty cool, man.
I better get that as
a Christmas card this year.
Yeah, absolutely, you can. So this is our Halloween special, and I kind of, you know, when it comes to Halloween, like, you know, this always seems to be like the holiday for the kids, you know, but for some reason this year it seems to, well, you know, it's for kids mainly, but then like the day before is when all the adults go dress up like sluts and get, you know, hammered and all that stuff.
It's for kids and whores.
Kids and whores. So, you know, when I always think about Halloween, I always think about this one in particular that I had when I was in high school. I was visiting some friends way up in Lapeer County. These guys went to North Branch High School, if that tells you like how far up north this was. And we were all out at our buddy's house, and we were doing a little alleged drinking, you know, in our senior year.
Allegedly.
And there's like, oh man, we're gonna hang out with this guy named Crazy Dave.
Oh,
okay,
shit.
This is what they call them.
Sounds like a poor life choice already.
Yeah, right. They call him Crazy Dave. So we go out there and you know, we're hanging out with this guy, and he's like, oh yeah, I know this haunted house that we can go to. It's really, really haunted and stuff. So we're like, all right, so you know, there's a group of
like sort of haunted.
Sort of haunted. There's like 13 of us, okay, maybe 14 of us. And we start, you know, walking down the street, and we're in this like abandoned house, and we're looking at all this stuff, you know, and we're all like slamming doors, trying to scare everybody, just doing dumb kid stuff, you know. And Dave's like, all right, you know, we can go back to my house, you know, I got some more alleged booze and some food and whatever, and you know, we can party. So we go back to his house. Everybody passes out. Well, everybody gets woken up when the owner of the home came in. This guy comes in, and there's just a bunch of high schoolers passed out in his living room, all over the couches, on the floor and stuff.
Allegedly drunk.
And this guy's just like, who the hell are you guys and what are you doing in my house? And he's looking right at me because I am a light sleeper. So I woke right up, you know, and I'm like looking at him. I'm like, this Crazy Dave let us come over here? And he's like, who the hell is Crazy Dave? He's like, oh, you get the hell out of my house. Like, we all hauled ass down the road to our buddy Josh's house and ended up sleeping like in shed or car or wherever else we could.
Crazy Dave had you all doing beanies.
Yeah, man, Crazy Dave.
He's like, totally, didn't even know.
This mask is getting ridiculous.
Shout out.
No, you can't take it off.
I have to wear it the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I'm just like a pizza the whole time. You're dressed as Bat Dad.
So what about you guys? Wait, before we get started, we have to do ceremonial Halloween shots. All right, what are you drinking, Jess?
I'm drinking wedding cake vodka because I can't handle whiskey.
Okay.
Like, you know, the chick who was banging Carrie Underwood's boyfriend in that song.
Oh, I found some honey whiskey.
Honey whiskey?
Yeah.
What about you, Norm?
Will.
Or Will, sorry.
It's been that long.
What's your name?
Will.
I got some Seagram 7.
Seagram 7? All right, nice. All right, let's do it. Cheers.
Cheers. What do you have?
I have a Fireball.
Oh.
I know, it's horrible.
Every time.
Like, there's devil on the front of it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, before we get started, I got to tell about our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by WeldDevils.com for welder-inspired merch like T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, and stickers. Go to WeldDevils.com. We are devils. This episode is also sponsored by Torched Up. Go to torchedup.com right now. Enter code ARC. That's A-R-C, and you will receive 10% off your first box. This stuff comes every single month. It's just a box full of welding goodies. If you guys are familiar with like Loot Crate and things like that, it's like that, but for welders. It's actually pretty sweet.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. They've given me two boxes already so far, and the last box was filled with all kinds of stuff for your torch, but they also throw in like one little cool thing, and this was a Welder's Edition hot sauce.
Ooh.
And it was extremely hot, so it was very, very fitting.
So don't put it on your taco, but throw it in your chili?
Yes, throw it in your chili. It was like hot but flavorful. You know what I mean? Like it had some kick.
That's my favorite kind of hot, which is why I don't like Tabasco, because...
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's just heat with no flavor.
Right. And Frank's is kind of like meh, but
because it's not hot enough.
It's got a lot of flavor.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I really found that I like as far as hot sauce is, and it's really cheap. It's only like $1. It's this stuff called Valentina's. You ever heard of it?
No.
Valentina's? No. Yeah.
Is that local or?
I don't know. It's in Myers. If that.
I think it is local.
But local, I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Now that we've talked about hot sauce for the Halloween episode, what about you guys? You guys got any crazy Halloween stories that you can think of? Anything at all?
Mine isn't as crazy as yours, but I went, so what was it, seventh grade, like a group of like 15 of my friends like went trick-or-treating like girls, dudes, and I went as a gangster.
Uh-huh.
So I like borrowed like my brother's pants that were like, you know, that were like hanging down on me and everything. And then we were walking down the street and we were getting candy.
Ooh.
Right. And then we go by my neighbor Rick's house and my pants fell off.
What?
Like the belt wasn't tight enough. So my pants just like fall right to my ankles. And thankfully, like, I had boxers on because she had to put those on, you know.
Yeah.
Or else that would have been super awkward because everybody was on my skivvies.
They probably would have given you extra candy.
I mean, God, I hope not because I was 12, but... But yeah, it's not like some bad Halloween story.
Well, still, that's still kind of scary. Your pants fell off.
Hell yeah.
You know, that's like...
I was like, sorry, that belt's just not tight enough, buddy. So.
What about you, Norm?
My basement's haunted.
Your ba- why? What?
What?
Oh.
It's got my little, now telling us this?
It's got my little man cave in it. You know, I'll sit there and I watch my shows, you know, quiet, dark.
Scary.
Nobody around. All of a sudden, a little storage closet behind me, because it's blocked by the couch, just opens. Door just randomly opens and just... mother. I slam it closed. I open it up first and I say, okay, this is bullshit. Either come out and watch the show with me or get out of here, bro.
Sleep over at Norm's basement with a Ouija board.
Oh, that's great.
Norm's just mad because the ghost is interrupting his TV time.
Right?
Also, for all the welders that are listening right now, if you want to call in and talk to us, you can. Feel free. 248-838-3661. Again, that is 248-838-3661. You can call in and talk to the Art Junkies crew and share a Halloween story, or just say what up if you want to. I got one more that I had, and it's not even really scary. It's just one of those, like, allegedly illegal things. My dad had a job to do down in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I think the guy kind of stiffed him on the pay, and he didn't get anything, and it was Halloween night, and, you know, we were going to go out and get candy and stuff, and I remember my dad just being super mad, and he went down to the indoor pool area of the hotel that we were at.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I just heard a lot of loud just bam, 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 bam. And I have no idea what it was, but he's just like, stand here and watch, you know, to look out and make sure nobody's coming. And I turn around and he's slamming the vending machine back and forth. And I think we're in the Holiday Inn or something. He's just slamming the vending machine back and forth in the indoor pool area, getting all the quarters out of the thing.
Not even candy.
Holy shit. We get back up to the hotel and he had like $99 worth of quarters in like those little Dixie cups that you get from the dispensers, you know, it's all like all quartered up and stuff. And then we went and got candy. So, I mean, hey, the man did what he had to do to give a little kid a good Halloween.
I mean, that's a win
that
for you.
It is. Awesome. It's a total win.
Good
it's
job,
an
Dad.
Absolute total win. Congratulations, awesome. Dad.
About like 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I went to a Halloween party down in Toledo. and I got super trash. Like, I think I was just drinking everything in sight. And so then we're driving back up from Toledo, and I'm, like, passed out in this dude's car. And I already know the guy kind of, like, he was a friend through a friend. So
did
he
touch your wee-wee?
Yeah, no. So I'm just sitting there, like, I'm like, passed out the front seat. All of a sudden, I just go, I just throw up all over myself.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, and then I'm just like, and I was just, so that year I decided to make my costume. I was the bearded lady. So I was just wearing that big moo-moo. So we stopped at a gas station. I just got out of the car, took it off, and just threw it away. It was just like, I'm done.
What about, like, urban legends? Did you guys ever try to do any of the urban legend stuff when you were a kid? Like, look in the mirror and say Bloody Mary three times or any of that Slender Man stuff?
I tried and then never went back in the bathroom with the lights off again.
I watch Are You Afraid of the Dark too many times? No, not
yes.
To do that.
Oh, my God.
That mirror
show.
Episode with that girl that gets trapped in the mirror. Yeah. I was like, I'm never doing that shit.
Dude, I just remember the clown episode.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You remember
what
the clown?
Zeebo.
Zeebo
the clown.
Zeebo the clown. The kid. All right.
Brought him a bag of.
Yeah, like he goes and he steals his nose. He goes in the funhouse and steals his nose. And like the spirit of the clown like comes after him till he goes and gives the nose back, man.
And a bag of cigars.
And the cigars.
Yep.
Now, that's something you'll never see in kids programming now, cigars. They would never let you have that. Yeah, unfortunately, all the good stuff was in the 90s and 80s. I'll give you that.
True.
Yeah, I watched one of the Afraid of the Darks with the kids the other night. I pulled it up on YouTube and threw it on the TV. It was one with a bunch of kids in a graveyard. They were playing a game, and they were trying to say that the gravekeeper was a ghost and steal his harmonica and blah, blah. So they steal a harmonica and they run back out to the graveyard. They can't find the kids. The gravedigger walks out and he's like, "Give me my harmonica back. What the fuck are y'all doing?" And the kids are like, "We're playing a game with our friends." They look back. The gravedigger's like, "All these kids have been dead for years, you jerks." They look back and all of them are graves all of a sudden.
Damn,
and now I got to send my kids to bed.
Sweet dreams, babies.
What about the R.L. Stein Goosebumps?
Oh, my God.
Goosebumps?
Yeah. Yeah. It was the one with, as far as what was scarier? Uh-huh. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Goosebumps.
Dude, Goosebumps, man.
Really?
Because you're using your imagination, so
I was
naturally.
Older by the time Goosebumps came
out.
Well,
it's not just that.
I still loved
it. The stories. The one with the mask.
The mask.
The mask one where, like, the dude goes to the Halloween shop and puts a mask on, and this mask like starts becoming part of him and changing him. When you're a child, like those kind of mind bending horror stories, you're just like, what? It becomes part of you. Oh my God.
Well, you guys had goosebumps. My generation had scary stories to tell in the dark.
We talk about your generation. Yeah. How much older are you than me? How old are you, Norm?
I was born in 81.
You're only four more years.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
I was 83. What year were you born, Jimmy?
85.
85.
You're talking like, well, see, back in my day, we had comic strips that were pretty darn scary.
Black and white.
Black and white comic strips.
I was wearing pull-ups while you were in diapers.
Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah, totally. I was wearing pull-ups by the time you was a diaper, son. Shoo.
I don't know, dude. I was 83, and I read the Goosebumps books. I liked reading, though.
Goosebumps is awesome, though.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed them, and I heard there was going to be kind of a resurgence of them.
It's called the Haunting Hour.
The Haunting Hour?
Yeah.
No kidding.
They brought it back.
That's not the same. The whole point of Goosebumps is when you read it, it ends up giving you goosebumps because you're like, ah! Right.
And then they had in the books, they had like the Choose Your Own Scare ones.
Yeah,
where like you would, we got a caller? All right, we got a caller. Caller, go ahead. You are live on ARC Junkies.
What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
Connor Zorn,
is this Stacking Dimes? Hello. Did we lose him?
No.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What's up, man?
What's up?
How's it going?
Great, how are you?
Pretty fantastic.
You got any scary Halloween stories for us?
No.
Nah.
Any funny ones or embarrassing ones? Because that would be cool, too.
No, not really. I'm not... I'm not really much of a Halloween person.
Oh, right on.
Right on. Anyway, I'm guessing this is Connor from Stacking Dimes.
Yeah.
All right. Hey. There we go. Now we're a little clearer. So tell me a little bit about what you got going with Stacking Dimes, because when you reached out to me, you were like, dude, I'm 18 years old. I'm really into welding. I got my own thing going, and you seemed extremely excited.
And we dropped the call.
Oh, man, we lost him?
We lost
him. I was just pumping him up, man. That's the Halloween got him. It scared
Halloween
him.
Halloween got him, yep.
Norm's basement ghost followed into the studio today.
Right?
No, it's all good. He'll call back. As soon as he does, we'll get back into it. All right, so anybody else that's out there that wants to call in and talk to us, please feel free. 248-838-3661. Connor, if you're out there, call back. 248-838-3661. Is he calling back?
Nope. Skype just signed me out. So give me a second to sign back in.
Technical difficulty. I tell you what, let's take a break. Let's take a break and we'll try to contact with this guy.
More shots?
We'll do more shots. When we come back, we're talking with Stacking Dimes on Arc Junkies. But right now, we're going to leave you with Dream Warriors from Dokken. We are back. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I think we got him. Do we got him? He's calling. Connor, are you there?
Yep.
Stacking Dimes?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, cool. We got you. Sorry about the technical difficulties, man. This is what happens when you run live. It is what it is. When you reached out to me, do you have your car door open?
Yeah, I just started my truck. I'm gonna try and drive around. That way I have you guys on here better.
Oh, okay. All right, so when you reached out to me, man, like you were super pumped up, dude. You're like, I'm 18 years old. I'm really into welding. I love what I do, and I got my own thing going with Stacking Dimes. And just from you being so passionate, man, I'm like, you know what? Let's bring this kid on. Let's talk to him. So I want to talk to you a little bit about what Stacking Dimes is, and that's when I'm going to turn it over to you. So where did you kind of get the idea and have all of this this idea for Stacking Dimes sort of manifest? When did that start?
I don't know. I was just getting into welding probably like, it was probably about two and a half years ago now. And I was seeing all the weld porn stuff out there. And I'm actually pretty good friends with Brian DePaul at Blue Demon Welding.
Oh, right on.
And I saw all that stuff out there and was like, man, I wish I had some shirts and stickers and whatnot, but I didn't have any money at the time. So I just kind of decided to make my own shirts. And Brian at Blue Demon actually shared some stuff on his page, and then a lot of people started asking me for it. But the main guy who helped me, like, who gave me all the motivation to get into it really was David Heisman at Aluminum Expressions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. David's a great guy.
Right on, man. So you figured you just wanted to kind of brand yourself, basically. Like you were in the weld game and you wanted to get out there more. So you figured you would brand yourself with Stacking Dimes.
Yeah.
Right on. And what has the response been since you started this?
It's great. Like everyone loves it pretty much. I haven't had any hate on it. A lot of people that I know and like mutual friends and whatnot, they wear it just because like it's cool, it's comfortable clothing, and the stickers are just, it's cool.
Right. So you got something that that's eye-catching that people are definitely into, and you've branded yourself, you put yourself out there more. So now it's backed up by what kind of welding do you do? What part of the industry are you in?
Oh, I'm actually in the 597 Pipe Fitters Union.
Pipe Fitters Union, what's up? I'm going to get you excited one way or the other, man. It happens.
Yes, I'm really into the big weaves on big heavy wall pipe, stainless, Inconel, whatever it is. I'm into that shit. That's what I like.
So you're into the weave. You're into walking the cup.
Yeah.
Right on. When did you start walking the cup?
That was like I was just getting started welding, and then I saw that on Instagram and was like, I have to learn that. Like, and I just tried it, didn't go very well, and I just kept trying, and then started going a little bit better for me. But I just started TIG welding at the union because I'm in the hybrid program right now, and it's going great.
That's fantastic. Awesome. Dude, that's fantastic. So what is your plans with Stack and Dime? What do you plan on doing with this now? Because you know, you're in the pipe union, you've branded yourself, you love what you do, and you keep going forward with it. Where would you like to see this go in the next couple years?
It's hard to say right now because everything's just kind of like, I'm just kind of going with the flow right now.
Uh-huh.
As I don't have a lot of time to work on it. I try and help, or my brother tries to help me out with it a lot, but it's a lot of work.
Right.
And just trying to find time for it.
Well, that's what you got to do, man. You got to find the time and make the time for your passion to make it work, man. And I think with, you know, how, at least just talking to you, how passionate you are about it, I think you're going to do good with it. So before I let you go, why don't you tell everybody where they can find your merchandise and where they can support Stacking Dimes?
You can find us on Etsy, or my brother actually just created a website at stackingdimes.com. And you'll find all the shirts and hats and stickers and sweatshirts and all that crap on there.
All right, man. Very cool. Thank you so much for calling in, man. Stay safe and weld hard, brother.
Yeah, will do. Thank you.
All right, man. Take care. All right.
That was dope. I want to walk the dog, walk the bowl.
Walk the cup.
Walk the cup. I know it was somewhere around there. I mean, you needed to walk something.
Yeah, you walk the cup. Walk the cup. It's a technique. It's a welding technique. Yeah, it's a pretty dope welding technique. So a little bit of history we can get into. You know, a lot of people aren't very aware of this, but did you know that Harry Houdini died on Halloween in Detroit?
In Detroit, yeah.
I actually did know that.
Did you?
That's only shows. Because... No, I don't watch that shit. I'm not wicked smart like that.
Wicked smart?
I know
wicked
it. Smart. There's this dude, Mike Mode, and he's a magician. He's friends with Dave and Bob, and he came in and did a show. And he, like, I don't know, obviously is
a huge
into magic
fan,
because,
yeah.
You know, he's a magician. But he had mentioned that, and I was like, huh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's kind of creepy and eerie all at the same time, so it kind of stuck with me because most stuff, like,
that Detroit killed,
he died,
like,
in the hospital after.
He died,
right?
He died in the hospital, yeah.
Before,
so
was it
like a trick gone wrong?
Well, what happened was, and it's not like it was the first time that the dude was here, and, like, you know, he has major Detroit